This might be dated a little bit, but you took a trip to the Delta, Mississippi Delta, a while back to interview some blues men.
Damn straight.
When did you do that, and what was the best thing about it? What did you like especially?
Freedom! The freedom of having a car in the Delta and just driving around on a summer day with my tape recorder and just driving into these neighborhoods, pulling up in some old black guy's yard, getting out and saying... And I really feel bad because I guess this doesn't go over well down there. I'd say, play something, boy. And then there'd be quite a few African Americans around me, sometimes up to 150. And they'd, they'd rough me up pretty good. A whitey from the north coming down and using the term boy is not popular down there. And in the end, I was begging for my life. But what they taught me was the suffering that comes with the blues. And it was really a wonderful experience because what they were doing ultimately was educating me. I came down there not having had any real suffering in my life. I use one wrong word, and next thing you know, I'm able to experience much of what they knew for 300 years. Which is why I don't think it's always the worst thing in the world to find yourself in an all-black neighborhood saying the wrong thing and having to face what these people have had to face for centuries. Because it opened up a whole new world for me, and I realized that, contrary to my view of the blues, which was that it's this wonderful form of music, lovely to listen to, and what a great thing to have at parties, it's a very sad, sad, sad genre, because it came out of intense, horrible, pathetic suffering, perpetrated on these people for no reason whatsoever other than their skin color, and I'll never, after that trip, be able to enjoy the blues quite as much again, and that's unfortunate.